Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here along with my buddy Joe Truini, and each and every week we try to give you the kind of information that you're asking for. I mean, we've got the Today's Homeowner Hotline. We've got ways of receiving emails from you, and we read and listen to every single bit of request that we get, and we bring it right back to you, and that's what we're going to do this week. Isn't that right, Joe?
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. Here we are, Danny, working our way through March, and I think most people are starting to think about outdoor projects, whether it's maintaining an old deck or building a new deck or working on the lawn. We answer questions, whether it's your yard or your house, inside or out. And so get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
Well, what kind of questions do you have? Well, it doesn't matter if you have some comments. Maybe you have a little hint or a little tip of something that has worked really, really well for you. Hey, go ahead and connect with us and let us know what they are, and that way we can share it with others across the country. And we'd love to hear your question and hear about any challenge you might be having so that we can help you out with it. Give us a call right now, 800-946-4420. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your opportunity to ask us any questions or any comment. Also, you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And Joe, you're right. You know, when we talk about spring, that means different things to different people depending on where you live. Certainly, you guys are in the Northeast are probably still playing with a little bit of that white stuff, a little bit of the snow up there.
And we are.
Down in the Southeast, it's getting warmer and warmer, really starting to think about those gardens and so forth. But no matter where you live, if you don't have snow on the ground, it's probably a good idea to consider some aeration. And that's something that a lot of people just never do. But boy, the benefits of it, and I always relate back to the golf courses, and you go by at certain times of the year. This time of the year is one that's very popular, as well as the in the fall, is where you see all of these big chunks of soil all over the place, big plugs everywhere where they've used a core aerator to knock those holes in and throw that soil up in the air, creating these perfect little access points to feed that grass and the roots of the grass with just what it wants. And it definitely can make a big difference, especially, Joe, if you have a yard that this has not been done in a long time and it might be a little compressed or compacted. Boy, you can really benefit from that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about aeration. There's two different types. There's spike aeration and there's core or plug aeration. And we always recommend the plug aeration or core aeration. And the difference is the spike, the machine just it's got spikes on it and it just punches holes in it. But that can actually compact some of the soil as it's driving these spikes into the ground. But with core aeration, it's actually pulling out a core or a plug of soil. And that's what you'll see scattered around on the grass, but you can just sort of rake those up and they go right back down. But yeah, that's, in fact, Danny, that is the very first benefit of core aeration, is it relieves soil compaction. And compacted soil, of course, doesn't allow the grass to absorb air, water, and fertilizer.
Well, you know, it's quite an experience to go down to the Home Depot Rental Center and get that core aerator, a fairly heavy machine. And it surprises a lot of people how aggressive these things are, including our engineer, Dennis. I hear that Dennis had a little tangle with the aerator.
Uh-oh.
But Dennis, tell us the story, and did it turn out okay in the end?
Well, it turned out okay in the end. And just to describe what it looks like, Joe, when you said, you know, pull those cores out, it looks
right.
Like you own 300 schnauzers, and they've been in your backyard.
That you've been feeding Vienna sausages for the last month.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's way past time for me to have done this aeration, and I went to Home Depot, and it was a pretty quick rental situation. You can actually reserve it online, so that was cool. And
yep.
Went and picked it up. I picked it up with help. And I drive a small SUV. It's an Chevy HHR. And the thing didn't fit in there. But we put it in backwards so that the big end was sticking out just a little bit. And I put a nice strong web strap to hold it in and left the tailgate up. And it was fine. I got home just fine. Getting it out of the car, I just created a ramp rolled the thing down. I'm thinking I'm pretty cool. I'm going to just pull this right over to the spot in the backyard and just get going, you know?
Right.
The guy at Home Depot had already started it up for me and shown me it was ready to go. It was primed and ready. So you unfold the handle, and it's got a squeeze handle on the top like you have on lawnmowers that keep the safety handle.
Right.
But this one's actually the drive mechanism. So I got that, and then I realized you have to pull up another thing that actually puts those prongs that will pull the plugs out down onto the ground. So,
right.
So Mr. Brilliant here didn't read any directions.
Of course.
I start the thing up, quick pull, easy to pull. I grab that handle on the top, and it drags me 18 feet like Goofy in a cartoon. I mean, I'm down. The thing goes up and gets on a stump. It's sort of leaning over. But it's still running. So I grabbed it again. You're not going to get the best of me. And I did it again, dragged another 10 feet, and fell down. Knees are all scuffed up. I got cuts all over my hands, little cuts everywhere. I'm aching. I'm thinking, uh-oh, this may be the last thing you do in life. So, but then I looked over at the throttle, and it's got two settings. Rabbit and turtle. Well, it was on full rabbit.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, so,
there you go.
So I wised up, put it on turtle, and began the job. But still, it's a very, very heavy machine. And when you do the thing, you have to, you know, to start another row, you've got to turn that thing around. And it's got these big weights that go in. It's
yeah,
a very, very heavy machine. Yep. And I, with a faint of body, should not attempt it. Ask somebody for help or get a strapping youth to do the job for you. But all in all, I got it done. I got some lime down. I got some bonus S in the ground. And luckily, I didn't have to water it in because within about 3 hours, it started to rain.
Boy, and, that's great.
Okay. So I'm really looking forward to having a pretty yard this
year.
Well,
that's the thing. And this time of the year is such a good time to do it because you are feeding the grass as it's starting to get into the growth season. And, you know, you have those plugs. And don't worry about the plugs. They'll dissipate after a while. They'll spread out and so forth after a while. So you don't have to get out and rake those out and so forth. But if you do put some amendments, like you're talking about lime, in order to raise the acidity and so forth in there to get your pH level up where it needs to be, around 7, any other amendments is perfect because it just kind of like streamlines it right down to the roots. Well, glad you didn't make it to the ER and glad you were able to do that. We remind people a lot of times when you're renting this machine, talk to your neighbors because it doesn't take long to do a yard with the aeration. Did it take you very long once you figured out the rabbit and the turtle thing?
I was mid-turtle and cruising along, and it took me longer than I thought it would, but that's because it's just so hard to turn the thing.
Right, yeah.
Other than that, no, it would have been within the rental time. I could have shared it with a neighbor, and I tried to, but he said, oh, man, I can't do it now. I got to go. I didn't think about it in advance.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's well worth it, and the rental is such a good price.
Yeah, and you can rent them by the hour if you think you're only going to need it, but they're about like $90 a day, and they also have tow-behind core aerators they rent for, well, actually you can buy them for about $100, but you can rent them as well, and you just tow them behind, you put weights on them, you tow them behind your lawn tractor, or you just tie it to Dennis, let him run across your yard.
Right. It's like the football players you see with the football sleds. You just pull it around there.
And if you ever wonder how much it costs to buy a gas-powered core aerator, and this is the reason you rent them, they start at about $2,000, $2,500 and go well over $4,000.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if some of the neighbors probably would pitch in and rent it for you, Dennis, for the entertainment value that you provide them. You know, okay, he's got an aerator today. Hey, this is going to be good. We're having a little party over here, a little viewing party. Dennis is cranking it right now. Get ready. This is going to be good. Well, Dennis, thanks for sharing that with us. And it is a great time to do that. Do read the instructions and remember, turtle is better than rabbit when you're starting off. Hey, coming up this hour on today's Homeowner Radio, squirrels are attacking a house. What can we do? Also, more mold and mildew problems we're going to address. What about that simple solution a little bit later, Joe?
All right, Danny, it's a good time of year to trim up some trees that might have damaged branches. So I have a really quick, simple solution how to do that using your reciprocating saw.
All right, that sounds great. That's coming up in just a little bit, and a whole lot more great home improvement information for you. So glad you're with us. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio.
The sound of you doing is music to our ears. Order on the Home Depot app and get convenient delivery so you don't have to stop doing when you need something. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner radio show. This heard on over 350 radio stations across the country, including this one in Marshalltown, Iowa, News Talk KFJB, 1230 AM and 93.9 FM. Big thanks to Kyle Martin for having us on the air there and the whole entire team. We're really excited to be a part of your lineup, and we look forward to helping anyone in that part of Iowa with any of their home improvement questions or challenges they may have. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a ring, 800-946-4420, or send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now we're going to Thomasville, Georgia. Kathy's on the line with a little battle she's going through there. Kathy, tell us what's happening at the house, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. We enclosed our carport several years ago, but they used hardy board siding.
Uh-huh.
And about a year after we finished, we started to notice where it looked like on each board the paint was falling off. So I complained to my painter, and he said, no, that's not the paint coming off, that's squirrels. So it wasn't that bad at that time. Since then, they've started on the corners, and it's getting worse and worse. It's about a strip about an inch wide.
Hmm. Well, I tell you, I'm seeing the pictures here, and you know, it's amazing, the darn squirrels. People tell me that they're not really eating it as much as sharpening their teeth.
Yeah.
Because you know, up on the roof, you see a lot of the lead plumbing jacks that they just completely destroy. And I say, well, you know, if they're eating that much lead, there'd be dead squirrels laying everywhere. But apparently, they are just sharpening their teeth. But either way, the destruction that they cause, and you know, when you're talking about fiber cement, I actually have fiber cement just like you're talking about here over my entire outside of my home, and it really is a great durable product in a lot of different ways. But I've never seen squirrels quite attack it like this. But Joe, it seemed like we had a call on this a couple years ago, and we did a bit of a deep dive into what could take place there. Maybe you've got a better memory than me on this.
Yeah, that's right, Kathy. It's hard to believe that this is a relatively common problem. And the reason is, as Danny said, they're sharp. The squirrels are sharpening their teeth. And if it was wood, and they chew on wood, they chew on pretty much everything, but they don't get quite the benefit of sharpening their teeth. But here, for anyone not familiar, hardy plank is fiber cement siding. So it's cement. So it's great for sharpening your teeth, I guess. So here's what the people at James Hardy told me, and I remember this because we shared it with another listener. They suggested making a small box out of fiber cement siding. So you'd have to, if you don't have any extra laying around, I guess you'd have to go out and buy some. Just build a little small box and leave it somewhere out near the house. And the idea is they'll chew on that instead of your house. Well, I'm not sure why they would do that. That's the only suggestion they had. I mean, you could trap them and relocate them, but you know, then you're moving squirrels out of, they might be part of a family, and you're moving them out. And the reason you might not want to do that is they discovered that this is because it's the squirrels are juvenile squirrels. The adult squirrels don't do this. And so because they're, it's almost like, you know, like a little puppy or a kitten, they chew on stuff and they have those super sharp teeth. And that's the same thing with the juvenile squirrels. The good news is that the teeth sharpening phase only lasts usually a month or so. So now the problem is squirrels are typically all born at the same time. So if you had a lot of squirrels parent squirrel parents, you're going to have a lot of baby squirrels. So yeah. If there are 5 or 10 of them, you know, it's going to take a month of 5 or 10 of them. So, but what you can do about it is, you know, unfortunately, there's not much you can do. I see the damage on these photographs, and it'd be hard to repair it. You could use some automotive putty body filler like Bondo and try filling it and priming it and painting it. That might, you know, hide it. But, you know, come next spring, you're going to have more baby squirrels. They do make squirrel repellent sprays. One's called Squirrel Stopper. There's another one called Squirrel Mace, which I guess you can spray on, you don't spray the squirrels. You spray the wherever they're chewing. So you could try that as well. That might work.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. You know, it's so funny sometimes that, you know, we hear things like other nuisance, like moles or other things that people have. And some things will work every time. Some will work only every now and then. So what I think I would try then is like some of the squirrel repellent and just saturate it and just see what happens there. Also, I've heard about they call it porcupine wire, little strips like they use to prevent, you know, birds from landing and roosting. And you could put some of those strips down where these affected areas are, since it's right on the ground like this, and see if that will repel them, because they won't be able to stand there, since the porcupine wire will prevent that. And I think I would just try a few things like that. Of course, trapping them and relocating them, you know, is you'll be amazed at how many squirrels you end up trapping. I know people that have done that. So I would just try some of the repellent, some of the porcupine wire, and see if that doesn't take care of the juvenile squirrels like Joe was talking about. And maybe that's all that'll be needed in order to relieve that. And as Joe said, that automobile repair Bondo is works really well to fill out those little corners. Your painter will be well familiar with that and be able to help you out on that once you tame those squirrels.
Okay, will it need any kind of a primer since it's down to the bare white part?
Not really. Not at all. It actually probably would be better without it in this case, because what bit of porous nature that you have in the fiber cement will hold that, the repair Bondo or epoxy compound in very, very well. Then a little bit of sanding and then the touch-up paint, and it's completely ready to go.
Okay.
Hey, Danny, if she uses that porcupine wire, though, won't you just have a lot of porcupines hanging around the house at that point?
Oh, hope not. Well, actually, you can use a real porcupine and just tie him off to the tree. You know, you
just tie him to the house.
Yeah, the porcupines. That, you know, have you ever seen a squirrel ride on a porcupine back? Of course not. See,
now you know
it's
why.
It's foolproof. Yeah. Okay.
But then she has to buy that expensive Purina porcupine chow.
Right.
To feed the porcupine.
Yeah. So
you don't want to do that. We're creating more problems than we're solving, I think, at this rate.
Okay.
Better get off the line. Yeah.
Kathy, well, thanks for being with us here on the show and having some fun with us. And we do hope you. We know it's not a laughing matter. There is things that need to be done there, but hopefully one of these methods will be a good solution for you.
Yes, we will go to war.
All right, okay. There you go. All right. Well, keep us posted on what happens there. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, our pleasure. Yeah, you can't get that vision of the squirrel right in the
squirrel,
little,
right.
You know, we talked about the squirrel sitting at the picnic tables last year, you know, and how
That's
so many
right.
people built it. And since I've talked about that, I bet I've seen 20 of those
oh, really?
All over. Just
oh.
Yeah, nailed to the side of trees, sitting out in the yard. So the squirrel picnic table still alive and well. So
yeah, they always often say, well, if the squirrels in this case are bothering you by eating the house, put out like peanuts and sunflower seeds on a feeder. Well, that's great, but it's not going to prevent this problem if it's juveniles sharpening their teeth, because they'll eat the peanuts, but they still have to sharpen their teeth. So, yeah, if you ever use traps, the trick is to wire the door open and put in the bait for 2 or 3 days so the animals get used to coming in and out and they get comfortable with it, and then release it so that it'll trap them. Because if you just leave it,
yeah.
Sometimes they're a little wary of going into a
Yeah. Well, that's amazing with them, you know, and I don't know what causes one, you know, squirrels or other rodents to attack one particular house over the other. You know, we've heard so many things about carpenter bees and
right.
different things like that, you know, drilling into homes. Of course, a lot of that will be cedar and very porous, easy to bore into wood,
right.
You know, versus a harder type of material. But, you know, some of the rodents will really attack very strongly. I've seen situations where we were working on a house just recently where just two random areas on the soffit and fascia area where squirrels were hanging over, were on the roof. They had jumped on the roof from the limbs and were hanging over just chewing, you know, what the little bird box is, you know, the little bird box where the two pieces of soffit come together. And they had just chewed and chewed and chewed. You know, maybe it was a little moist because it was at the bottom of a valley. So maybe there was a little bit of moist wood there, made it easier to chew. But, I mean, they had something big enough you could almost put a softball in.
Wow.
Always a problem like that, always a challenge, and always different ways that you can attack it to be able to make sure that it does take care of it and make sure you take care of your home. Speaking of which, mold and mildew is something that we talk about almost every week, and there's different reasons for it. There's different solutions to it. We have a situation coming up they're going to share with you that might be something that you can use around your home. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to today's Homeowner. We're brought to you by Tite Bond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back. It's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. You know, a lot of people think that carpet and pets just don't mix because the messes pets often make can stain a carpet. So LifeProof answered that challenge with LifeProof with Pet Proof technology. This carpet is made of innovative and durable Trixa fiber, which offers the best in stain and odor resistance without adding any harsh chemical treatments. That's because the fiber itself will not absorb moisture, so it keeps liquids and stains on the surface where they're easily able to be cleaned off. That means the stain protection is 100% permanent and will never wash or wear off. The spring-like structure of the fiber also resists crushing and matting, so the carpet looks nice and fresh and new for years to come. And this fine, dense yarn creates a silky softness and plush texture that'll give you the ultimate comfort to your home and family. So bring on the pets and kids. This carpet can handle it. For more information on this LifeProof with Pet Proof technology carpet, log on to HomeDepot.com. You know, there's less and less carpet being used now, but they're certainly, raising the bar on it and making it more and more stain resistant, which is one of the things that people didn't like before. So that's great that Home Depot has this available to you right now. Let's go right to the hotline. We have Jason on the line from Missouri. Jason, welcome to the show, and tell us what's happening around your house.
Yeah, hi, Danny and Joe.
Hi.
One thing I was calling about is I was going to see on my windowsills on the kind of northwestern side, I have a brick facade on that side of my house. And I've noticed within the, it's been, I'd say, almost a year that there is some specks, dark colored specks, and they kind of grow in splotches that seem to be coming up out of the painted wood, and they kind of are growing a little bit across in areas. And then what it had been almost a year ago here, I've kind of noticed it. And so I was just kind of wondering what could be causing that. I had tried to wipe it off, but it doesn't seem to come off.
Well, it definitely is something to contribute to moisture. Moisture is getting in there somewhere. It could actually be getting in behind the piece of molding and then kind of migrating out that and kind of getting trapped under the finished coat of paint, still transparent to the eye, but kind of hidden behind that layer of paint. That's why it's hard to completely clean it off and so forth. Joe, do you have any recommendations on that? I'm seeing the picture here with the kind of blemish on it. What do you think Jason could do with this?
Yeah, Jason, I'm sorry I didn't see the photograph, but is this a stained or painted on the interior? It's painted, right?
Yes, it is painted on the inside.
Painted wood, and the window itself is a wooden window?
It's a vinyl window.
Vinyl, okay. Well, well, it certainly sounds like mold to me, because there's be no other reason to have little black dots and splotches that are growing and that are hard to wipe off. As you know, they do make mold test kits. There's the simplest one is there's a company, I think it's called Healthful Home, and it's a 5-minute mold test kit, so you can test it and you get a result almost immediately. Some of the more expensive ones that are, you buy the test, and then you have to mail it off to a lab and they analyze it. And they're pretty expensive. And for something like this, I think you just need the basic test just to make sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can certainly kill it with bleach and you can get it all off, but that's not solving the problem really. So I think what I would do is either test it or just take some bleach and see if you can kill it. And if you kill it, then you know, okay, it is mold or mildew, and go on the outside of the house, especially since it's brick. You want to make sure all those mortar joints are secure and not crumbly. Anything, you can seal it with some masonry sealer and obviously some caulk. You want to just block moisture from coming through, because otherwise, no matter how much you kill the mold spores, they'll come back if the moisture itself isn't completely gone.
Uh-huh. I did have another question.
Sure.
In my house. I had noticed that in my basement, I have a bathroom ventilation fan,
mm-hmm.
and I usually don't use it that often down there because we don't live down in the basement that much or anything. But anyway, it has some black, almost like suet. It's kind of hard to wipe off on the plastic vent cover.
Uh-huh.
And also, I noticed if you had taken that off and you reach up in there, you get kind of a same type of blackness on your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what is the cause of that. But also the ceiling has a spot on it, like a water stain spot, where the vent tube hooks up to the vent assembly unit.
Right, uh-huh.
So I just wondered if there's anything of concern on that. Like maybe that could be some type of condensation causing some type of possible mold-like growth or something.
Yeah, most likely that condensation is what's causing that, both on the grill inside the unit and on deposited on the ceiling. Are you able, it's in a basement, so I assume you're not able to see the vent, or are you able to get to the actual vent pipe?
Not the vent pipe, no. I'd have to end up taking the whole bathroom housing unit out of the wall up in there, yeah.
And so that also tells me that you can't put any insulation around it, because often you can minimize the differences between those temperatures by putting insulation in and around the upper part of the exhaust fan housing, and that would, you know, prevent that difference in temperatures. Without that, I mean, I would still caulk around the housing where it goes against the wall, or go against the ceiling, and then I would also use oxygen bleach diluted down, spray that on the ceiling and just let it dry and see if that doesn't pull that stain out. It's possible. And then use it to clean the inside of your unit and so forth. And then look at the home center for an antimicrobial spray. There's one called Congrobium. It's an antimicrobial spray. And after you get it nice and clean with the oxygen bleach, spray that on it. And it has a residual effect that'll continue battling that mold and mildew if you don't have it solved. But I think caulking around that edge helps to minimize the difference in that temperature. And you might find that that'll take care of that particular problem. But always a situation in a basement like that when you can't get to that pipe and you can't get to the top part of it, that makes it very, very hard to solve that problem. But anyway, Jason, thanks so much for being with us. Hope we've been able to solve those problems. I tell you, that mold and mildew seems to plague everybody all the time. It's one of those things that you just have to battle and keep battling. When we come back, we're going to help a homeowner try to cool down her home before the hot summer months roll around. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust TiteBond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, TiteBond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. tight bond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit tightbond.com or see them on Facebook.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Gutter Brush is a simple gutter guard I've recommended for years. It's easy. Just slide 3-foot sections of gutter brush into your gutters and leave them there year-round to keep gutters flowing. Right now they're having their big fall sale, 25% off and free shipping with code DANNY when you order direct at gutterbrush.com. Most homes are protected for just $200 to $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433 to get free shipping and 25% off with code DANNY.
Are drafty windows causing a chill in your home? Keep the cold out with Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kits. This window film creates an added barrier between warm inside air and the frigid temperatures outside, blocking drafts that steal energy and drive up your heating bill. The puncture-resistant film is 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high-traffic or pet-friendly homes. And the crystal-clear film is easy to install and remove once warmer weather arrives. Visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Hey, we want to hear from you with any question or challenge or comment that you may have. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 800-946-4420, or you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're headed to California. Mary Jane's on the line. Mary Jane, we want to help you with this problem. Welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on there.
Hi, Danny and Joe. You know, I've learned so much from your show, I just knew you would have an answer for me.
Good.
So I have a 1967 mobile home that I just purchased, and it's in excellent condition. It's had several remodels. Mm-hmm. It has a white aluminum roof, and mm-hmm. I have central heat, but no air conditioning. So I'm wondering if the sun-reflecting paint that I've seen for sale at Home Depot and around, painted onto my roof, you know, would help make it significantly cooler.
Well, since it's already white, and I don't know a lot about the heat-reflecting paint, but I know enough to say that it's only going to make a difference of a degree or two. Joe, I'd like to hear your input if you know more about it and so forth, but I've always heard that it doesn't make that much of a difference, and when you're talking about a living space that may be, let's say, 10 to 15 degrees warmer than you want, I don't believe it'll mm-hmm. make much of a difference. Joe, what is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Mary Jane, does it reflect heat? Yes. How much of it, and will it make a difference? It's hard for anybody, including manufacturers, to say because, you know, I mean, if you're in Arizona, it's different than if you're in Minnesota. So,
right.
But I can tell you, they're known as cool roof coatings. If you ever like Googled it or want to know, they're typically called cool roof coatings. And there are two different types. There's one that's a aluminum, I think it's called aluminized asphalt coating. And then there's one called elastomeric coating. The aluminized is the most common type, but it's not as efficient as the elastomeric. They say that the aluminized reflects about 60% of the sun's rays, and that is reduced if the roof gets covered with dust or dirt, of course. The elastomeric coating it's a bright white latex product that reflects up to 85% of the sun's rays. And so that's much more, and I suspect it's probably more expensive, but that would, if you're going to do a cool roof coating, I would do the elastomeric. And it's typically a two-coat application, but it'll last like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the very first things you might want to do is apply heat-reflecting film to the glass, to the windows, the inside of the windows.
I've already done that.
Oh, good, because they can block like 70-80% of the
right.
heat. Do you have awnings on the windows, over the windows?
No, I don't. I'm kind of restricted in space here, but I'm going to figure out a way to make sort of a different kind of an awning. But the worst time of day is when the sun is coming directly in the windows, and that's why I put the film on,
right.
And I put, you know, the sunblock shades, and I've done everything.
Yes, yes, yeah. The sunscreens, yeah.
I really think that if I can come up with some sort of an awning, that would just put me in the shade, and that might just be the better thing, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they do have the awnings that are collapsible, right? They're cloth that you can open and close, as opposed to the rigid aluminum ones. And they probably would look a little better, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I wonder if, Danny, if she could build some kind of, like, a wooden structure that goes over the windows, that's like a louver thing that's just a completely block out.
Right. Yeah, there's a number. You can look online at a lot of the images of different shutters and the Bahama-style shutters and things like that that would be good. But, you know, the other thing, and a very popular solution to this, is the mini-split air conditioning systems that are very easy to install. They're not like the central systems and so forth. And that might be another thing to consider. They've really come down in price, and they can install it in just one day. So that might be something that you look at, is it's a ductless system. They call them mini splits. And you might just kind of price those and check those out, because that would definitely solve the problem.
Oh, God bless you guys.
Happy to help.
See, I knew you'd have the answer.
Well, there's a couple different options for you. I've used the Elastomeric a lot, and not only does it have great reflective properties, it also is fantastic to seal that roof up. And because of the elasticity and the nature of the flexibility of it, it holds up in some really good, you know, when you have those cooler mornings and hot afternoons, it'll flex with your roof. And we'll definitely keep it a lot cooler. So you might try one of these and see if it helps. And then, without a doubt, the mini split will take care of it if nothing else does.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary Jane, for being with us. And we'd really appreciate you sharing with us your problem there. And hopefully we've helped point you in the right direction.
Hallelujah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, and you have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right. Well, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Joe has a nice, simple solution teed up for us. You'll want to hear it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Call today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. 800-946-4420.
Add beauty and excellent foot traffic to all types of slippery surfaces around your home with the TrackSafe system from Deitch Coatings. Start with the new TrackSafe color coat in 1 of 5 colors, pre-mixed and ready to install on steps, walkways, patios, and pool decks, even garage and workshop floors. Then finish with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer to add slip-resistant safety. Plan your next project and order online today at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores, where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts, plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft, for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com, or call 1-800-535-4486.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
From installing a smart garage door opener to installing a bathroom faucet, to removing a tree. The Home Depot believes you can do anything, especially the things we have how-to guides for. Visit HomeDepot.com for thousands of tips, workshops, and ideas for projects, big and small. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
Hey, and welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You know, I enjoy every aspect of our radio show, but I particularly like it during this time of the show when Joe shares with us yet another simple solution. Joe, start sharing with us, will you?
Okay, Danny, thanks. Yeah, well, spring's upon us here, and, you know, after a long winter, trees take quite a beating through the long winter, and sometimes you'll have broken branches and snapped limbs, so now's a good time to get out there and trim those tree branches. And one way a lot of homeowners trim it is with a reciprocating saw. They make cordless reciprocating saws that are really handy, and you can go out and trim those branches. But most people don't realize they actually make a pruning blade for your reciprocating saw, because even the most coarse woodcutting saw blade has so many teeth that it really, to cut a branch, especially if the tree's still alive, of course, it's the wood's kind of soft, it clogs up the teeth, and it doesn't cut very efficiently. But the pruning blade, very aggressive cutting blade, is about 9 inches long and only has 5 teeth per inch. So we're talking about this thing just rips right through branches. So next time you need to trim a branch, you want to use a reciprocating saw, go to Home Depot and look for a pruning blade. And the one I have is 9 inches long. I think they might come longer, but I found the 9-inch one is usually plenty long enough.
And I'll tell you, this is a good time of the year to start thinking of some of that, getting rid of some of those dead branches. And you're right, those pruning blades really do work extremely well.
Right.
It's just something about the, you know, the density of limbs versus the density of lumber. It's just good old technology making things a little bit better around the home. So another great simple solution, and you can see a lot more of them by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Here are some of the ones that you can find there. What about a great simple solution for cleaning dried paint off of your hardwood floor? You look around that hardwood floor right now and see a few things. Well, Joe has a simple solution in order to clear that dried paint off of there. Also, if you have a little drywall work to do a little bit, how to easily smooth joint compound, or maybe how an easy way to do a little spring cleaning on those window blinds. And how about using muffing tins in your garden? How does that work, and how does that make things easier? You have to go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions and view over 500 of these wonderful simple solution pieces, and that can make a big difference in just how you maintain your home and making it just a little bit easier. Hey, I want to remind you what you can see on Today's Homeowner Television this weekend. We're wrapping up the 80s kitchen update. If you saw it last week, you know we took on a fairly ambitious project here, but one that didn't cost a lot of money, but has just a tremendous impact on this old, out-of-date kitchen. Some of the things you'll see, including a ceramic tile backsplash where you don't even use any adhesive to hold the ceramic on the wall. You'll have to see that. Also, installing LED lights, something almost anybody can do in the ceiling, cabinet refinishing, and countertop resurfacing. All of this on the Today's Homeowner Television Show this weekend. You can find out where you can see it in your neck of the woods by going to todayshomeowner.com/view. Another place that you can see some of the other episodes of Today's Homeowner, some older ones, is tune in to Roku, Crackle, Xumo, Pluto, or Samsung and LG Smart TVs. We have our own channel there, so tune in to Today's Homeowner and you can catch up on some of the older shows. We've been out there doing this for over 24 years. We're about to get the hang of it, and we'd love to share with you some of the projects that we've done over the years. Joe, you've been out there. I want to figure this out. You've been on the show, I think, 22 years straight, something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say 21, but does it feel like 22 to you? I think it's 21.
Something like, well, no, it actually feels like a lot longer than that, but that's another story there. Boy, they're really coming up with some great ideas around the office there about number 25.
That's right.
You know, they're talking about, you know, our silver anniversary, and they say right. that, and then they look up at my hair, and I go, wait a minute, what are you doing here? That has nothing to do with it, though a lot of this gray hair is a result of
working with me for 21 years, yes.
Hey, we really appreciate you spending some time. This pretty much wraps up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lifford, along with Joe Truini. We'll see you soon.